Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Thanks to Student Flights. For all the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669. Where did you spew?
Where did you spew? Oh, that's uncouth. Don't go just spewing anywhere. Better have been an accident. I mean, don't go on purpose. Every now and then it beats you to it, doesn't it? Spewing's never good. Quite an uncomfortable feeling. Not very natural. You always know something's a bit awry. We like to think back of the very first person on the planet who ever spewed. Thinking, what the hell is going on here? Something's not right. That'd be scary. Lucky for me, I've got quite an iron stomach, which is good because I absolutely hate the feeling of spewing. I only spewed twice since 2001. Now, that's quite the achievement. Touch wood. I don't have any spew stories to share on the air. Unlike Ricky Jean Rowland, who had a big weekend. Maybe a little too much booze. Caught a late night taxi to Macca's, only 450 metres down the road. Accidentally had a sneaky bomb in the back seat. Ends up costing her $1,500 when one thing led to another. Look, it's not the best spew story I've ever heard. I'm putting slightly above it our producer Jack's Barley Belly Blast that he shared just on the air before, having a sneaky bomb at Kuta Beach. Shame on you, producer Jack. At Melanie in Sydney, can you top that? Where did you spew?
I spewed on the rota in Luna Park.
The rota. Now, forgive me, I haven't been to Luna Park before, but is this some sort of ride?
Yes. So you stand in the middle, like against the wall of it, as you and a group of other people, and it spins really, really fast. So you get magnetized to the wall.
Oh, like a gravitron sort of thing. Yeah.
Yes, exactly that. And I spewed, and then I was telling them to stop, and then obviously they didn't stop because they probably have heard it so much,
yep.
And they didn't think I was going to spew.
Yep.
So I started spewing, and then my sister started spewing, and she was like completely opposite from me, so it went on everybody, and then it felt like it took them so long to stop it, and by then everyone was just covered in vomit, and it was just not good.
Well, of course.
We all stunk by the end of it.
It's gravity. It will hit every single one on one of those rotor rods. How embarrassing.
That's exactly
for you.
It.
Tail between your legs, I reckon.
Far out. For sure.
God, what a park foul. Good story. I'm going to put it above both of these at the moment. Melanie's Luna Park meltdown. Hannah in Newcastle, where did you spew?
I spewed in a job interview and then they had to give me a bucket and I was still spewing and then I got the job in the end. So
yeah.
It worked out well. I'll take some over.
Oh, hangover vom. So
yeah,
they would have thought maybe it was nerves and you really cared about the job.
I was like, I'm heaps nervous. Like, I have really bad anxiety. But anyway, I was just hungover.
Yeah, I bet. All right, cool. Do you still have that job now? You've moved on to greener pastures.
No, I'm still at the job.
Yeah, nice.
They're probably listening to me now.
Good story. Where did you end up spewing into? Was it a bucket, a bin, a lap?
No, it was in a bin.
Great. At least you've caught it. I reckon if you vomited all over those kneecaps of yours, you wouldn't have got the job.
That would have been really awkward.
Hobbling out, wiping it off.
Yeah.
Can we get Hannah some tissues, please? Thanks, Hannah.
Yep.
Good on you.
Thank you.
Look, I'm going to put it above producer Jack's Barley Belly Blast, but just below Mel's Luna Park meltdown, Renee in Toowoomba. Hello.
Hey.
Where did you spew, girlfriend?
So, I spewed in my boyfriend's mouth.
On purpose? Because some of us have requested a unicorn patch from time to time. Let
me introduce you. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Things that make you go.
Boom! We have a Mega Boom to give away thanks to Ultimate Ears. Their Mega Boom wireless Bluetooth speaker available at all major retailers. You can start a party anywhere. This is very exciting because all week we've got one to give away each night. And boom is a very resilient word. Tonight, the featured boom comes from no other than Mr. Boombastic, Shaggy himself.
Mr. Boombastic.
Just two words that could win you $350 worth of Bluetooth portable speakers thanks to Ultimate Ears. We're going to put 90 seconds on the clock and all you need to do, the second I say your name and everyone who's on hold waiting to go in the wings, just say,
Mr. Boombastic.
Best Boombastic gets the prize tonight. Now, I like that obviously the phones have lit up. We've got like a million phone lines going. The producer's very busy out there. And some people haven't even got to the holding zone. There are just some flat out no's. I mean, how bad can someone's Mr. the Boombastic be about, sorry, I don't think you're appropriate for the air. You know, like in Australian Idol, how there's a couple of audition steps before they get to the TV show bit and they still pick some really crap ones for us to laugh at. I'm hoping that you guys have got some crap ones still. Have you put some people and given them false hope?
No, there's definitely some crap ones.
Okay, good. All right, 90 seconds on the clock. The second I say the name, Maddie, you're going to start, okay? Maddie in Melbourne, are you there ready to go?
Yeah, mate.
All right, so essentially you'll be the first person. So no matter how good or bad your Mr. Boombastic is, you'll be the clubhouse leader, and then we continue going on, and then if someone says a better... All right, if someone says a better Mr. Boombastic than you, then you're out, and they go to the top of the pile, and it, after 90 seconds, that's who wins the UE Burn. All right.
Roger.
Good luck. Here we go. Take it away. Maddie from Melbourne.
Mr. Boombastic.
Okay, just the way that the concept works, you're the only person to have done it so far, so you are the clubhouse leader. Curtis, on the Gold Coast.
I'm Mr. Boombastic.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, Curtis is now the new clubhouse leader as we go to Sharon in Queensland. Sharon?
Mr. Boombastic.
Too slow. It's a no from me. I think Curtis is still the clubhouse leader at this point. Warren in Victoria, hello.
60 seconds.
Hello. All right, 60 seconds. You heard the timer. Go for it.
Mr. Boombastic.
Not bad. You haven't got those deep oaky tones, though, so I'm still going to say Curtis is the clubhouse leader at this point in time with about 50 seconds to go. Emily in Canberra, do your best, Mr. Boombastic.
They call me Mr. Boombastic.
Yeah, not bassy enough again. I'm afraid Curtis is still the clubhouse leader. Michael in New South Wales, probably about 45 seconds to go now. Michael?
Yes.
Yep, Mr. Boombastic.
Mr. Boombastic, and fantastic.
Very close, but no cigar. Still Curtis, the clubhouse leader. Silvana in Melbourne. Try and take it away from Curtis. This UE Boom could be all yours. Silvana.
Mr. Boombastic.
It was great. It started off with a very strong but really let us down when it came to Mr. Boombastic at the end. Carlos in Sydney. All right, times 10 seconds. Your chance to Stephen Bradbury. Carlos, go for it.
Mr. Boombastic.
Ooh. All right. Now, what we've got here is a classic two-way switcheroo at this point. I think Carlos and Curtis, both with great Mr. Boombastics in their own right. We can get back Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Hello.
Geez, I think you started second. I mean, you had a very good run there.
I'm happy with that.
Very good. I mean, I didn't think that the second person would be able to hold it there. Can you just give us one Mr. Boombastic very quickly so we can line it up against Carlos's?
I'm a Boombastic.
Very bassy. I remember that one. I remember that like it was yesterday. All right, Carlos, give us one.
Oh, she called me Mr. Boombastic. Semi-shantastic.
Yeah, well, no, fantastic, and it smells like elastic, and all wrapped in plastic. All right, just stick to the stick to the terms and conditions. Look, I think tonight, I reckon Curtis has got it. Well done, man.
Ew. Thank you.
Well done, Mr. Boombastic. Fantastic. Well done to you.
Mr. Boombastic.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, it's like a carbon copy. Well done, Curtis. You just say it one more time. I will laugh and then we'll go into ads and it will create a nice radio moment.
I'm Mr. Boombastic.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. Thanks to Student Flights. For all the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669.